Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Rebels manager John Underwood. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, John.
So, a little bit of time to reflect on Monday's game. What are your thoughts now?
I guess looking back, you know, obviously it's been it was a fantastic cup run. We were proud with the way we acquitted ourselves on Monday, on and off the pitch. I thought the organisation that went on behind the game was first class. It was a huge task for a lot of people, and I think we showed the club up in a really good light. And on the pitch, which is obviously where we come into it, I thought the boys done themselves proud. I thought they, for about just short of 70 minutes, I think we were well in the game. I thought we gave them some difficult moments. You know, you've got to remember there's a four-league gap. There were things we might have done better. Maybe one or two didn't play at the level that they could, but it certainly wasn't for the lack of try, and the effort was superb, and we created some reasonable chances in the game. We just needed one of them to go in. Togs' header maybe just before half time, which would have sent us in at 1-1. Smarty hitting the bar, I think with about 15 to go, would have brought it back to 2-1, and maybe the score might have looked a little bit closer and probably would have reflected the game a bit more. As it was, I know the boys are disappointed that we let in two late goals. It looks like we've been well beaten, but I think anyone who watched it, anyone was there, knows that we put in a real good performance against a very good side. I thought they were very professional. They treated us with a lot of respect, and I thought they played very well on the night, and I thought our lads done really well to stick with them. So a great experience for our lads, for me and Bakes as managers. You know, live TV, everything that came with it. There was so much going on around the game. I thought everybody handled themselves really well. But it's over now. And
you got to dust yourselves back off and pick yourselves up and get back to the day job of the league.
We do. We've said this a few times recently that, you know, when we sat down in July and when the players came in for pre-season, all we were talking about is trying to get promoted. You know, we weren't talking about can we have a great FA Cup run. You know, that's a bonus, and it was a brilliant run, but it is done now, and we just need to move on. We've obviously fallen behind in terms of games, but we're still in a great position. We just need to get that winning run back as quick as we can. Obviously, we want to try and start that Saturday with 3 points and try and kick on again.
And what are your thoughts about playing catch-up? It's sometimes, you know, good to get that momentum, as you're saying, to kind of be chasing, not be the person that's chased. But, you know, Chippenham went last season unbeaten from November. Do you think you can match that sort of thing?
There's no reason why not. It's a tough league. It's a difficult league. We've got some tough games to come. But, maybe unbeaten is probably asking a bit much. But I still think we are quite capable of winning the league. I think, you know, you're asking about chasing down a team, and I think it's, or a few teams, and it's a psychological thing. You can look at the table and worry about the gap, or you can just have your confidence in yourself and your players that you're going to look to, you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but take each game as it comes. Not panic about it. You know, we can afford to drop a few points still. It's not like we've got to win every single game. You know, if we keep going on the sort of points per game ratio we've been on, we'll be in a very good chance of winning the league. So we haven't got to do anything more than we've done to date in the league. We've just got to keep going, stay consistent, which we've been, and believe in ourselves. It is a psychological thing. We've not got to worry, not got to look too far ahead. We don't have to be top of the league in January. You know, we've got, 4.5 months to get there. It's not too much of an ask in terms of the games. It's Saturday, Tuesday through to probably at the minute, back end of February, and maybe a few more will get added in if games get called off. But it's not like we're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday. You know, we've got some players coming back from injury. We've got a good squad. So we're looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to having that kind of sole focus now on the league.
Yeah, and you talk about, obviously, the psychological side to it, playing catch-up and things like that. The immediate psychological impact, obviously, there may be a little bit of, you know, heads down in the camp after Tuesday. What do you do to that? Obviously, you're very focused, you're very buoyant, you and Bakes. What do you do, and how can you bring the boys back up?
Yeah, I'm being honest, it's taken me and Bakes a couple of days since Monday. I think there's so much build-up to that game. It kind of consumes you, really. It's everything you think about, and then all of a sudden the next day it's gone. And we were a little bit flat for a day or two, But then you soon get yourself. We've picked ourselves up, and we were very interested to see how the boys were tonight in training. And we all chatted about the game. You know, the boys were in fairly early, and we all had individual chats about what we thought and a few bits that we saw, you know, having watched the game back. But it's been a really good chance tonight to kind of draw a line under it, and we'll stop talking about it now and look forward. And we wanted to see how the boys trained tonight, and you know, the response was first class, really. You know, we had a great session. Togs put the session on, and it was, I'd say, it's one of our best training sessions of the season in terms of how lively people were, some of the football we played. So yeah, I'd like to think this has been the night where we draw a line under it, we move on, and we look well prepared for Saturday.
And in terms of those preparation, what injuries do you have?
Mark Nisbet is the injury we picked up, unfortunately. He injured himself the first couple of minutes on Monday, rolled his ankle, and he played through it, and his ankle's, you know, really swollen up. He's done it before, and he thinks it might be a couple of weeks. So that's a shame, obviously. He's a big player for us. So he's out, certainly, for Saturday. Other than that, Manny's fine. Brad's okay. Yeah, Brad's got a little bit of, you know, Brad's going to have to just play with a little bit of pain at the moment. He's had his scan results. He's got no problems. It's just a bit of, I think, scar tissue, something like that. So it's just one he's got to go through at the moment. So he'll be fine. Gav and Jilksy did kind of a good chunk of the session with it. They didn't go into kind of the full contact stuff, but they're both really positive. They've done some running tonight. We're probably looking at the Wantage Barks and Bucks game in about 10-12 days time, but they might, you know, they might be able to do a little bit more before then. We'll see. But they're on a positive road now to recovery, which, you know, going into the Christmas period, to have those two back, Brad, Inzi, Manny, obviously, you know, we're starting to look strong again, so it's good.
And will they be going out to get some game time? Any players doing that this weekend?
Yeah, we're hoping to get Inzi a game, actually. He's just been a while since he's played, and we just want to get him one 90 minutes somewhere at a lower level, just to go and get his, you know, timing on his headers and a bit of rustiness out. But he looked good in training tonight. So we'll look to get him a game Saturday and then get him straight back in the squad. I think with the others, it will just depend on whether we pick up any more injuries. It might be that we get a few out for odd games and then have them on the bench at times as well. We'll just have to juggle it a bit. Obviously, some of those boys do need some match fitness, but we also need options from the bench. So we'll look at it week to week and try and manage it as best we can.
And turning to Bishop Stortford ahead, 3 points and a win more important than the performance?
Yeah, it has to be a win. You know, we have to be, you know, I would take a, you know, a terrible game and a 1-0 win, if I'm honest. It's just about getting back on that winning run again. We were on a great run before, you know, these kind of recent cup exploits, and you know, we've got a big week with Bishop Stortford, Hitchin and Kings Lynn, and you know, with us being strong here at home, we have to look at Saturday as one we need to win, and it won't be easy. They've had some good results away, Bishop Stortford. They've been a bit mixed in terms of results. They're a young side. We went and watched them a little while back now against Kettering. They lost 2-1, I think it was, 2-0 maybe. It was a close game anyway. And they looked a useful side. They play good football. I think it'll probably suit them here on a good surface. And they are young, and you know, you get in this league with young teams, you can get a bit of inconsistency. So they probably don't know quite what will turn up Saturday. But what we do know, they'll come here full of energy, and we'll need to match that and play our stuff. But we're in a good place. We're confident. We're always very confident here, and we have to be positive and look for a win.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that at the weekend. Thanks ever so much for your time and your reflection, and I'm sure all the Rebels fans out there will be thanking you for the excellent cup run. There's a lot of memories out there, but good luck, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.